Today I'm talking on the topic pulling weeds and planting seeds. Pulling weeds and planting seeds. You know, in life, weeds grow naturally. But if you want fruits, if you want your veggies, if you want your lawns, and you want all those things, you need effort. You need to plant seeds so that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. And sometimes in life, the weeds of life overcrowds the seeds that we have planted, and sometimes we don't get the fruits, the yield, the harvest that we plan of getting or we envisage of getting. And this brings so much worries, and this brings so much pain, and this brings so much, a lot of discomfort and unhappiness onto our life. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of a parable in Mark chapter 4, which we are going to study, which will open our eyes and our minds onto new understanding of this life, so we can make the best out of this life, so we can love God and appreciate Him, so that we can see what exactly our Father in heaven created us for, our destiny and our divine purpose. As we begin to dive into His Word, our Lord Jesus Christ will teach us and bless us with a new kind of understanding of this world and the things of Mark chapter 4, verse 3. Listen, behold, thou went out a sower to sow. Now it came to pass that as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. And some seed fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it did not have root, it withered away. Verse 7, where I want you to pay much attention to. Then some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Hallelujah. Some seeds fell on the way of thorns. Fell among thorns, in the midst of thorns. Good seed, good purpose, fell in the midst of thorns. What is the interpretation? Shall we read the verse 17? Shall we read verse 17 to 18? It said, but they have no roots in themselves, and so endure only for a while. Afterwards, when affliction and persecution arise because of the word, they immediately fall away. 18, pay attention to this. And others are the ones who are sown among thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the cares of this world, but the worries of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire of other things enter in them and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Sometimes we have good plans. Sometimes we have good ideas. But when we listen to the negativity of people, this kind of good ideas get choked, and you feel it is not possible to manifest those ideas into the dream that you have. Why? Because you fell in the midst of people who could not give you that kind of encouragement. You fell in the people of negativity. And because of their negativity, those good plans couldn't survive. Couldn't survive. What are the tongues? So in the verse 19, you could see Jesus Christ was telling us what the tongues of life are. What the tongues of lives are. And he said, number one, they are the worries of this world. What are the worries of this world? Anxiety, the detraction, things that move you away from your goal. And what are some of the things that can move you away from your goal? Pain, hurts can move you away from your goal. You have a nice business plan with somebody who hurts you so much. And because the person has hurt you so much, you think that you need to forgo that kind of business relationship and move on. You have a nice marriage going well with your husband. There are misunderstandings. He hurts you. She hurts you. Your wife hurts you. And you want to forgo all the good things and the good plans that you have in the marriage just because of the tongues of the marriage, just because of the hurts. But sometimes you can take time and work out the hurts of life, the worries of life can become a tongue on your seed that is about to germinate, that is about to bear fruit. Oh God, you can be a tongue yourself in someone's life, on someone's dream, and that is why you need to be positive and encourage. Criticize where they need out of love to make things better. Because there are tongues that choke off the seed that has germinated, the good word in you, the word that you have heard from God. You become a born-again Christian, you are a Christian, you have Christian virtues, and you don't want to cut corners. But here is the case that you work with people whose ideology and mentality is to make wealth. So their tongues can kill your good Christian morals. And if you are not able to stand on your feet, they crush you and you also become corrupt like them. They crush you and you also become worldly like them. And you cannot preach the word anymore. You cannot stand on your feet anymore. You cannot do what you desire to do after hearing the word of God because of the kind of people you play around. Do not be yoked. In the name of Jesus, I believe you are catching what the Spirit of God is telling us today. This morning, God is saying that don't let the worries of life. It could be financial problem. It could be your busyness with work. Because you need to put food on the table. Yes, it is so because if you don't work, you don't have to eat. And we understand it, that if we need to develop and if we need to prosper, we need to work. But do not let your desire to make ends meet push you away from the God that is sustaining you and give you. Because he is the one that gives you the opportunity you are enjoying. And you think that you, without him, you can sustain that opportunity? Without him, you can sustain that pressure. Without him, you cannot make it. So that busyness, moving around, take taking care of your businesses without even having time for God in the morning to say, thank you, Father, for giving me life. And I appreciate this gift of life because not everyone have gotten this opportunity. If we will humble ourselves and say that without the will and the power and the favor of God, we cannot do anything in our business so that we can have time for God, so that we can spend some time for Him out of the pressures of the workplace, we still find time for God and put Him number one in our life. Don't let your work become the thorn that crushes the relationship you have with God, that crushes the word that you receive every time you attend church, every time you listen to a particular message. Because of the pressures of work, you don't have time for God. But you know, without Him, you are nothing. Without Him, you will not survive. If He, look at this coronavirus. Now, people are struggling for oxygen, but God gives us this oxygen for free. And that is one of the reasons why we need to be forever grateful to Him. Don't let the busyness of this world take you away from the love of God, from the work of God. Before you got work, before you got employed, you were so committed to Him. Yes, we understand that some of your time will be taken away the moment you become employed. Yes, we know that. But have time for God. Let Him be first in your life. Don't let the thorn and the pressures of your work take you away from the God that blessed you, the God that provided that opportunity for you. You got that job not because you were so good, but because of the favor and the mighty hand of God upon your life. What are some of the tongues? Some of the tongues or the worries of this world is social media. Social media is fantastic. It is helping us to propagate the gospel. It is helping businesses to grow. It is helping people to make money. But you are wasting a lot of time on social media without working, without having time to think about opportunities in this world. You are becoming an addict to social media, and it is moving you away. It is becoming a thorn. It is crushing your mental activeness to think and create things because you are glued to your phone every time. Don't let your phone become a thorn and crush you from the dreams that God has for you. We can use social media productively, settling your time and knowing when you have to be on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and all the others. Do not become an addict to social media. It can take you away from working. It can take you away from spending time with God. It can take you away from even appreciating the people who are around you. Social media can be a thorn in your marriage because you love your Facebook, you love your Instagram, you love your Twitter much more than the person that you have married, much more than your beloved that you are planning to marry. That can be a thorn, destroying good seeds and destroying relationships that have mighty prospects in future. Social media, our phone. And one of the tongues that is very deadly, is insecurity, low self-esteem. So we always work for the appreciation of others. You always want to be appreciated. You want to be accepted. So you don't have any stand by yourself. You don't have any value by yourself. Your values are in the direction of people. That is insecurity. Your self-esteem is so low. So wherever people will go, that is where you are. Where the masses are, that is where you are. Insecurity, low self-esteem, not knowing what you want can destroy your future, can make you unproductive, can destroy the word of God because you cannot take a decision for yourself. You are afraid to hurt people because you've heard the word of God and you know what is right for yourself. Instead of doing it, you are afraid that you'll be rejected. The idea of rejection kills your soul. And that is a tongue. That is a weed that you need to uproot so you can sow a seed of self-esteem, a seed of self-appreciation because you are created in the image of God. Hallelujah. The worries of this life. And what did Christ say again? That has become a tongue that is killing the word, that is killing dreams, that is killing families, that is destroying marriages. The worries of this world is destroying marriage. It is destroying a lot of marriages. 19, Mark chapter 4, verse 19. But the worries of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. What do we see today? Everybody wants to be rich. And people are faking their life. They are becoming deceitful. You need to uproot the weeds of deceitfulness from your life and plant genuineness, teaching people good, real, workable ways of making genuine money, genuine riches, not faking your life. Faking your life. Because of fake life, you are not hitting your target. You are not making the money you need to make. You are not progressing as you are because you always want to please people with fake life. The deceitfulness of riches. You following riches and you think that it is riches that can make you happy. And we think in our mind that it is riches that can make us happy. So we follow riches with everything. We can even kill to get rich. We can even lie to get rich. We can even steal to get rich. And we think that immediately we get rich, we are there. We have arrived. That is deceitfulness. Riches not gotten well will torment you, and in your closet, you are rich, but you are miserable. You are rich, but miserable. Young guys of today are involved in so many things. Young women of today are involved in so many things, shameful things, to get rich. And they think that that is the end of it. That is not the end of it. And when the troubles of those ill riches begin to show up, they call it witch hunting, they call it targeting, they call it so many names. But when we take our time and take corruption out of our life and take lies out of our life, and we take all those dubious things out of our life, and we plant genuineness, hard work, dependence on God. And when God blesses our struggle, oh, we can take our time and enjoy our struggle because it is genuine riches And it is not riches made out of deceits. It is good to be rich, but it is more pleasurable and it is more rewarding. It is more acceptable in the eyes of God to do it out of your own sweat, blessed by the Almighty God. Not cutting corners, destroying families, destroying relationships, destroying businesses, stealing your bosses, stealing the government, corrupt practices to make money. God does not approve of that. And what is the other thing? He said the desires for other things enter and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitfulness. Life which is not pleasing unto God. Fornication, lies, stealing is the order of the day. Fornicating, you hear a great word, and right in church, there's a sister sitting there. You are eyeing that sister. So immediately after closing, the word of God departs from you. That fire that you were getting while seated. You don't have time to water the word of God that you receive into your heart just because of the desires of this world. God wants us to take our time, uproot all the seeds of negativity, all the seed of deceitful riches, all the seeds of lies, all the seeds of things that are not pleasing to God. God says that let's uproot all these weeds. Let's uproot all these weeds and take our time and sow seeds of the Holy Spirit, bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit that will make us joy in the Holy Ghost and live fruitful life, beloved. You're listening to me and you say that this is difficult to do. There is a man that makes it easy because he blesses us and he helps us with his Holy Spirit, which makes it much more easy for us to live in him. And with his grace covering us, we become more than conquerors, and we become very fruitful, and we become people who are bearing fruit because he fertilizes our heart so that when we receive the word of God, we don't give the enemy the opportunity to sow negativity. We don't give the enemy the opportunity to come and steal the joy that we have received from God. If today you will give your life to that God that is able to protect you from the negativity and the worries of this world, he will bless you. And you become a chosen person that he will call son, because he has saved you with the blood of his begotten. Beloved, is an opportunity for you to receive Christ, for him to change your life, for him to come into your life to uproot those weeds, so he will sow new seeds that will change your destiny. We thank God for today. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, O God, for your mercies. Father, we pray, O God, that you uproot every weed in our life, every weed from our heart, and sow fruit of the Holy Spirit and sow seeds of the Holy Spirit, which will bear fruit of the Holy Spirit, which will make us more than conquerors. So you can call us son and daughters. We bless you and we exalt your name. In Jesus' name, amen.